Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Bernardino, B-E-R-N-A-R-D-I-N-O, Nieves, N-I-E-V-E-S, Jr. Bernardino Nieves, Jr. is a 40-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 6/27/22. But at that time, he was trimming trees and jumped on a cart. It appeared this caused him to strike his right knee and injure his left. Brady was seen at the hospital emergency room afterwards. Brady had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of partial tear, common chunk missing from cartilage and behind his kneecap. Brady indicates he underwent a single surgery that involved three different procedures. Brady completed his course of active treatment in November. Brady, he does relate in 2008, he sustained a partial tear in the same knee, treated surgically. Brady did return to sports activities afterwards. Brady denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Nieves alleges he banged his left knee on a metal golf cart, resulting in injury to it. Period. Medical records show he had an evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, on 9/10/22 to assess need for treatment. Brady learned the petitioner went to AtlantiCare Regional Medical Center, emergency room the following day. Brady x-rays of the knee were negative. Period. He had a prior history of the left knee sustaining an injury while playing basketball when he lived in Kansas. But he was found to have an ACL tear and subsequently underwent arthroscopic ACL reconstruction surgery to the left knee approximately 13 years ago. Brady had no residual pain in the knee or any instability or dysfunction chronically. Period. He denied any history of injuries to the left knee subsequent to the incident of 6/27/22. Dr. Baliga opined the petitioner required additional medical treatment relative to the knee. Period. He was deemed not to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, prior to seeing Dr. Baliga, he was seen at the emergency room on 6/28/22, period. X-rays of the left knee were read as unremarkable, period. He was treated and released with the diagnosis of knee pain and swelling, period. He was then seen by Dr. Baliga, as noted above, period, on 2/27/23. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, period. He diagnosed the petitioner with a bone bruise, status post arthroscopy of the left knee, period. He observed, exam demonstrated a fair amount of pain behavior, but he has no effusion and had excellent range of motion. But he did have significant retropatello catching on range of motion. Period. His Lockman is grossly negative. Period. His diagnosis was suspicion for traumatic retropatellar defect and possible medial meniscal tear. Brady recommended MR arthrogram of the knee. Brady, this was done on 3/28/23. Period. It was read as demonstrating numerous diagnoses as marked in the impressions section to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 5/9/23, Dr. Dwyer performed fresh osteochondral transplant, medial femoral condyle defect of the left knee, semicolon arthroscopic revision, partial medial meniscectomy, semicolon arthroscopic abrasion arthroplasty with exposure to bleeding subchondral bone patella of the left knee. For the postoperative diagnoses were full thickness osteochondral defect of the medial femoral condyle, comma, extensive medial meniscal tear, comma, and a chondral defect of the patella. The petitioner followed up and participated in physical therapy postoperatively. Period. As of 10/2/23, Dr. Dwyer noted he had completed his functional capacity evaluation. Period exam demonstrated excellent muscle tone with full range of motion and no effusion. Period had no pain on palpation. Period the FCE confirmed he had the ability to work in the heavy physical demand category. Period was deemed to have achieved an outstanding surgical result and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Most of the left knee was full, with marked crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Most of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was tenderness palpation of the left knee prepatella area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 6/27/22. Bernardino Nieves Jr. struck his left knee on a metal cart. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the next day where x-rays were negative. Period. He was seen by Dr. Baliga, who described his interval treatment. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. A history of prior ACL tear and repair were noted. Period. An MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 5/9/23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Found he ambulated without antalgia or any assistive devices. Period, he could squat and rise. Period, he had full range of motion of the left knee with marked crepitus. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period, there was, however, tenderness of the left prepatella area. Period, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period, of this assessment, 7.5% is attributable to his pre-existing knee condition and surgery, with the balance to the incident in question. Period. End.